Hey, welcome to the Granville Young Life podcast. Here we are going to be putting all of our club talks on here, and this club talk is from December 12th. It was a great time. We had a Christmas theme. We did some white elephant gifts and an ugly sweater contest, and you can see some pictures of that on our Facebook. It was a lot of fun, and if you were able to come, thank you for coming, and we enjoyed having you there. This week's club talk was given by Mark and Jessica. It centered around sin and also the Christmas story at the same time. So we hope you enjoy, and we'll see you here next week.
Mark's going to share a little bit with us, and if you'd turn around and face us, and let Mark share a little bit with you. I'm going to pray for Mark real quick before he starts. Lord, just thanks so much for this crazy time that we have together. Just thank you that we all got here safely, and we can just laugh together and enjoy each other's company. I just pray for Mark, and that you speak through him in the words that he's about to say, and you just open up the hearts of everyone here to hear this message. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a little quiz. I got to take this up because I'm really out. Hey, one of the first clubs that we had, Mrs. Callender talked. Do you guys remember what she talked about?
Was it an older guy who had...
Nope, that was Jess.
That was
a good one, too.
The shark bite, right?
Shark bite, yes.
Yeah.
The shark bite, right. And part of that... These are like furnaces. All right, I'm good to go now. Thanks. Yep, I'm good to go. Hey, pop a squat. Chill out. Hey, I was just sitting on the ground. You got room right there, man.
I'm actually
part of the couch. So when Mrs. Taylor talked about it, she was talking about. You're killing her. We don't want to do that. All right. Let's take one deep breath. We're good to go. All right. So Mrs. Taylor talked about the existence of God, and we were able to see that God is real. And then 2 weeks ago, Zach showed a video, and it was from planet Earth, and we were able to see just this amazing rainforest and all these animals in their natural habitat, and it was awesome. Those two things really kind of hit me, and so I want to jump into that today a little bit more. And as I was looking at the earth, one thing Zach brought up is that he would want to live in that area where, you know, it's perfect, pretty much. And we're going to look way back in the Old Testament, the first book of the Bible in Genesis, where it talks about God creating the earth. And it's a really cool story if you ever get a chance to read it. Goes through and he would create something like heaven, or he would create something like the stars and the sun, and then he would stop and be like, dude, that is good. And then he would move on the next day and he'd be like, hey, we're going to create earth and water. And he would stop and say, that is good. And then he kept going on. And then the last day he created humans. And he said, that is good. And the verse that I wanted to share with you guys tonight is verse 31, and it says, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was light in the evening on the sixth day. But I don't think God brought his B-plus game when he created the earth. He's perfect, and he made the world perfect, and he made Adam and Eve perfect, and he made you perfect. He made you, and he looked at you, and he said, you are good. You are really good. And I brought this pot with me today to kind of kind of use this as a little object lesson.
Sorry.
In Isaiah 64, verse 8, it says, we are the potter and you are the clay, O Lord. We are the work of your hands. So if we look at this pot and we can see this as us, this pot is perfect. Now, granted, God didn't make this, a pottery machine did. But for our cases, we're going to say that God made this pot. And it is good. It is perfect. And it has a purpose. You can put rocks in it. You can put dirt in it. Plant the seed. Water it. Fertilize it. All that good stuff. And something will grow out of it, depending on what you plant in there. So it has a purpose. But there's a specky little thing that happened. It's called a remote control. No. But there was a point in the Bible where Adam and Eve had a choice to make. And that kind of had some dire consequences, and the world is broken now, right? It's not perfect, and we can see that as you look around. I mean, if you watch the news, you hear about people being killed, people being shot. You can walk the halls and you see friends who are dealing with parents getting divorced. You can walk through the halls and see a friend who may be struggling with drugs and alcohol. You may be struggling with some of these things. But we can see that the world is broken. Now, when I was in high school, one thing that I couldn't wrap my mind around was, okay, so God is perfect. He has control over us. He made Adam and Eve. Why would he give them the choice to sin? And I don't think we ever stopped to realize that God did give them the choice. He made them with a choice. The reason that he gave us a choice is because, think about it, if you have a teacher who makes you do homework, you're not going to love homework just because she makes you do homework. Same thing with God. God's not going to make you love him, because if he would make you love him, it wouldn't be true love. Does that make sense?
Same.
Good. I'm glad. But because the world is no longer good. I mean, we can see it in, like, this pot. It's broken. It doesn't quite serve the same purpose as it did when it was first created. And that can be tough to swallow. But it kind of leaves us wondering if there's any hope for us.
So like Mark said, like, we can see brokenness all around us. We've all experienced it. The world is not how it once was supposed to be because of different directions that we've chosen throughout history. But as the screen says here, there is hope, and I guess I'm here to tell you guys we don't have to be broken. So I'm going to ask Mark to read a little bit with me. It's a little bit of the Christmas story, and then also Psalm 23. So we're kind of going to go back and forth and intertwine the two, because I think I just want you to listen to the words of this and just kind of let it sink in. So we're going to read it kind of slow, but hopefully you guys can understand what this is talking about. So, just picture this as you crying out, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing.
The angel said to the shepherds, do not be afraid. I am here to announce the great and joyful event that is meant for every single person worldwide.
You provide a bed for me in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you just let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction.
For a Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah, a Savior named Jesus.
Even when the path that I'm on goes through the valley of shadows and death, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side.
The shepherds left, running, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. They praised God for everything that they heard from the angels and seen with their own eyes. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told.
Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You served me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revived my drooping head. My cup brims with blessings, and your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life.
Glory to God in heaven, peace to all men and women on earth who are His.
So that's just a little bit of the Christmas story. I think it's really important just to understand what the significance of Jesus being actually born. Like, you think, okay, He's God's son, but He's human, and what's the significance of that? Often in life, I think God knows that we can't really believe things we can't see or look at or touch or anything like that. It's hard to believe things that aren't right in front of us. So Jesus is God's son and an actual living, breathing human that we can see and touch. He came to this earth to kind of show us the characteristics of God himself. So that's ultimately the way that we can see God is through Jesus, this human being who came down, was born this little baby, and grew up and had all of these human characteristics just like us. I guess we're just going to show you a little video about the process of how God can take this brokenness and give you hope through that. So Mark's going to show us just a little video here.
Things
That was beautiful. Is that on YouTube? Yep, it's, Mark, what's the name of it?
Elevate-Redemption.
But that's it. I hope you guys just took in a little bit of what we said tonight. But let's pray real quick, and then you guys can head out. Lord, thanks so much for every person in this room and the purpose that you've made them for, and just help them to know that you can heal all of the brokenness that they're facing and that's inside of them. Just help them to look to you for that healing, and just help them to know that we're there for them as well if they need to talk about anything. Thanks for this time, and just keep us safe as we go home. Amen.
So there you have it. That is our club talk from December 12th. Hope you guys have a great Christmas break, and we will see you next time. Have a phenomenal week. Bye.